Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston-Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Another sunny day in the 80s today, 64 on Friends Plaza right now. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Chicago newspapers report that Illinois Senate President Emil Jones, a key legislative ally of Governor Rob Blagojevich, may be preparing to announce his retirement. The Chicago Tribune, citing anonymous sources, reports in today's editions that Jones, who turned 73 in October, was expected to make his announcement later today. That the Chicago Sun-Times, meanwhile, quotes what it called a high-ranking Jones ally who declined to be named publicly, as saying Jones would make the announcement sometime today. The powerful Democrat from Chicago's South Side has been in the legislature since 1973 and has led the Senate since 2003. Jones is currently preparing for the Democratic National Convention, where his protege and former state Senate colleague Barack Obama will accept the Democratic nomination for president. A zoning proposal in Urbana would bar new apartment buildings in a neighborhood just east of downtown. The neighborhood around Victory Park is zoned to allow multifamily housing, but few apartment buildings have been built there, and Community Development Director Libby Tyler says they want to keep things that way. She says limiting housing in the area to single-family homes and duplexes will help keep the neighborhood stable.
By fixing the zoning to match the use, we believe that we can improve the neighborhood and stabilize it so that people are more willing to invest in it as a single-family neighborhood. They won't be worried about a higher development maybe impacting the quality of life.
But Alex Ruggieri of Ramshaw Real Estate says the idea is misguided. Ruggieri, who owns a home in the affected area, says it will be healthier for the neighborhood in the long run if apartment buildings continue to be allowed.
When they say you have to do this in this area and they take property rights away from property owners, there is an economic cost and there is an effect that I would call a negative side effect to what is otherwise probably, you know, some good intentions.
The rezoning proposal has the backing of Urbana City staff and the Historic East Urbana Neighborhood Association. The Urbana Plan Commission begins discussing the proposal at its meeting this Thursday night. The City Council will have the final word. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich announced yesterday that the state will launch an advertising campaign touting Illinois' ban on smoking in public places. The state is one of 23 that has a smoke-free law. The campaign is to introduce billboard and mass transit advertising. The Illinois Coalition Against Tobacco recently released a survey that found 73% of Illinois voters support the Smoke-Free Illinois Act. The law bans smoking in places of employment and government vehicles. It also prohibits smoking within 15 feet of entrances to public places or workplaces. Residents of the southern Chicago suburb of Madison are mourning the death of Mayor Mark Stricker, who died after suffering a heart attack at his home. Village officials say the 72-year-old Stricker died Saturday night while en route to St. James Hospital in Olympia Fields. Stricker was a retired schoolteacher who had served as Madison's mayor for nearly three decades. During his long tenure, Stricker fought to attract business to the city, including most recently his work to attract major retailers back to Lincoln Mall, which long has served as the village's economic anchor. Some suburban communities say they're considering building new hotels to make themselves more appealing to visitors after the 2016 Olympic Games come to Chicago. Hoffman Estates, for example, is planning additional hotels, including a 240-room water park resort. Chicago Olympic Committee members are collecting commitments from hotels and resorts now to reserve rooms for the Olympics. Part of the bidding process, they won't say how many rooms that is. Officials must prove they've got enough hotels for tens of thousands of visitors, athletes, media, security, and Olympic staff. Chicago is a finalist for the 2016 Summer Games, along with Tokyo, Madrid, Spain, and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The International Olympic Committee picks the city next year. Even years before, 7-year-old Wrigley was born, his father, Jerry Fields, says he'd already decided what he'd do. Coming from a family of Cubs fans with his particular last name, he decided to name his first son after the friendly confines. Little Wrigley Fields of Lockport will meet his destiny on August 29th at a Cubs home game against the Philadelphia Phillies when he'll throw out the first pitch at Wrigley Field. His mother, Kathy, says she mentioned Wrigley's name in front of a former Cubs official who promised her Wrigley would get to throw out the first pitch. Kathy says when Jerry first told her he wanted to name his first son Wrigley, she initially thought he was joking. But Jerry later stood firm when they found out they were having a boy. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 6:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it was in 1937 on this date that the first permit to build an FM radio station was issued to a station in Boston. And that was 1937. WILL-FM wasn't far behind. It was in 1941 when it signed on. Just 4 years after the first permit to build an FM station, WILL-FM came on, licensed to the U of I. Was the first FM station licensed to a university, too.
Although it wasn't WILL-FM back
then.
No,
that's true. It was WIUC. Didn't become WILL-FM until 1954, I think.
And of